Eagles insider Dave Spadaro with Eagles tight end Zach Ertz, who is not only a great football player, he's trying to become a bit of a journalist here. ZachErts86.com. Make sure you visit it. Really interesting stuff. Let's talk about that before we talk about football and the message you want to get out to fans.
It's just a my viewpoint, personal viewpoint, one-on-one. I'm able to write down what I want the fans to see, a kind of different perspective from what they get each and every day from the media. So it's a lot of fun to have that side of me.
Yeah, it's not easy to put things down. Everybody kind of thinks it comes naturally. It's hard to write it down, and then it kind of lives forever there.
Oh, definitely, yeah. There's a lot of outtakes, per se, a lot of going back and checking my work and making sure this is how I want it to sound each and every time. But it's fun to have the fans see a different side of us.
Zach, this is year number three for you. How much have you grown from way back when to now?
Yeah, it's been an unbelievable transformation. I mean, that first year, I didn't really have an off season. Didn't really come in till camp for that first year. Last year, I had a little hamstring injury throughout the OTAs and the mini camp. So that kind of set me back as well. So this was the kind of the first full year that I had an off season going into this year. So it was a great experience for me to have all the OTAs and the mandatory mini camp as well. And I'm really looking forward to the season.
And then after that, I know you were out up in Canada watching the U.S. Women's World Cup team, your girlfriend Julie Johnson. Congratulations. What was that like to be part of the national pride and to win a gold medal?
Yeah, I feel like that's the only sport that that everyone in the U.S. can kind of truly get around. There's no Eagles versus Dallas. It's everyone for the country. So it was a lot of fun being up there and supporting her, and seeing the girls win was an unbelievable achievement.
Do you visualize it all? Boy, what would it be like when the Eagles win the Super Bowl, how all these Eagles fans will go crazy like that?
Yeah, now it's kind of my turn to hold up our end of the bargain. It would be an unbelievable experience for us to kind of go out there and win and have a Super Bowl and a World Cup trophy under one roof.
I like that. And then I know you went to back out to Hollywood and did the MMA again.
Yeah.
It looked like the guns or looked like you're ripping.
Trying. It was a lot of fun going out there, training with Lane and John Moffitt as well, who we have on the team now. I was out there for a little bit down in San Diego with Darren Sproles and Sanchez, and we had a little Nest West out there for about a week, which was a lot of fun. We had about 12 guys down there training. So it was a really good off season. I got a lot better, and I think a lot of guys did as well.
All these new faces, Zach, what is the mood in the locker room? What's the camaraderie like?
It's great. I mean, this is what training camp's for, to build that camaraderie. We have a lot of new guys, obviously, so all the camaraderie is going to be built out on the field and at the hotel and in meetings each and every day. So it's going to be a lot of fun to see this team grow, because where we are now is not where we're going to be come September 13th.
Early thoughts as we wrap this up here with Sam Bradford, and he's on the field and everybody's excited.
Yeah.
As somebody who's catching passes from him, what's your scouting report?
What you see is what you get. I mean, he was the number one overall pick for a reason. He can put the ball wherever he wants it, but the team has to carry Sam as well. It's not Sam carrying us. It's all 22 of us kind of building around each other, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun this year.
Zach Ertz, thanks, man.
Yep, thank you.
Way to get training camp going. Zach Ertz in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.